On the last episode of Hometown Sounds, we featured special guest Mary Jo Mattea.
We did.
And you guys came over to my house. I don't know if you remember, Tony. And
yeah, I recorded the episode.
That's true. I thought you might. So when you guys came over, I made sure to have some coffee. I brewed some coffee for everybody. And everybody seemed to really enjoy the coffee I made.
I don't remember drinking your coffee,
though.
You
did drink the coffee. Mary Jo liked it. You liked it. It was good.
It's a good thing you brought this up then, because this is an aspect, this is an element of the episode I do not remember.
Yeah. So we had the coffee, and afterwards, that turned out to be the very last cup of coffee that my coffee maker made, because after that, a few days later, I tried to make myself some coffee, and it didn't heat up. The element was dead. The whole coffee maker was kaput. And so now it's immortalized in the episode. And I asked around, like, can this be fixed? What's going on? And it turns out, no. When the element dies and it doesn't heat up the water anymore, it's kind of it for the coffee maker. So what do? Go to the wire cutter. The wire cutter. That's where we go.
Yeah.
I've had this coffee maker for a really long time, like 6 or 7 years. And I said, you know what? That's a good amount of time for a device that costs, you know, like $100. You know, and I said, if it's time to replace it, it's time to replace it. And so I go on there and I find out, guess what? The same one I got before, the Bonavita, they still make it. They have an updated version and it's still one of the wire cutter picks. So I said,
the top pick.
It is not the top pick. That is correct. The top pick is this OXO.
You can see how much time Paul and I spent on the wire cutter.
It's the best website on the internet. So, but I said, you know what? I really like the Bonavita. I think it put in many years of good service. It made me a lot of good coffee. I think they didn't like it because it was a little finicky. But I said, fine, you know, I'm going to get a new one. So I got a brand new Bonavita. It shipped to me. And turns out they've updated the stylings of it.
I'm seeing that now. And yeah, that carafe. That
carafe is a little different.
A little bigger. It looks a little less squat.
Yeah, exactly. And the tank is a little different. And the basket's different. And the filters are different. They take different filters. And so I was thinking about this. I have this whole box of number 4 filters that do not fit my coffee machine. And I was like, what am I going to do with these? Am I going to, you know, go on Nextdoor and post and see if somebody wants it? And then I said, wait, I know somebody that has my old coffee maker, the same model, and it's Tony. So if you look over there, Tony, those are my old filters. You can have them.
All right. Well, this is cool, but also kind of puzzling.
Yes.
In the sense that I don't do traditional filters with my Bonavita. It may just save me a little bit of aggravation because I have one of those reusable aluminum mesh filters.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, I've been going green for some years now, Paul.
That is
Jesus,
true.
Where you been? Actually, I really appreciate that because sometimes I'll let the grounds just sit in the basket for like days.
That's not good.
It's not good. I mean, I like to round it up to not being a big deal.
It's true.
Do we want to move on from talking about devices to music?
That sounds like
created by devices.
That sounds like a good idea. This is the Coolots
here on Hometown Sounds.
Why don't you?
Why don't you? Why don't
candy. Feel like I wanna hold up my granny. Such a drug, love. So addicted to your passion. Let's get high, love. Struggle on you, I'll be your addict. We could fly, love. Be up so high, they look like ants. When they come down, you lose your pants. I just wanna make your insides dance. So tell me why, love.
Paul, it's great to be back for another episode of Hometown Sounds.
Great to be back with you, Tony.
Yeah, I was feeling like, actually, I had a little bit of that like post-nap, not quite upness.
Yep. Hangover?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you said it so much better than I did. And so I went down the street to the Rite Aid from your house and got myself a Red Bull. They did not have my preferred size of the 16-ounce. A little annoyed, a little miffed, and when you have a nap hangover, anything that's annoying is doubly annoying. So I tried to scope out not only the long beverage cooler aisle, but also the Red Bull cooler up front, because I was like, you know, let's just do my due diligence to get that extra 4 ounces.
Yes.
And there was a design of a Red Bull can celebrating the 30th anniversary of Street Fighter.
All right.
And Zangief was on it. And that tipped me over. I no longer had a nap hangover. I was like, that's just funny. Zangief is on this can of Red Bull that I'm not buying because it's only in the non-sugar free.
Sugared. Because,
yes, the sugared.
Super sugared. That's what yeah. I would get.
Anyway, that was the Coolots with a track called
Why Don't You? It is the new single from Rebirth, which is their new album. It came out in early November. It is a $7 download on Bandcamp. I would now like to tell you who's in the Coolots because they have fun names.
They do have fun names.
We got Chris C. on lead vocals and keys, Awesome Rita on bass and vocals, Daffo the Flower, not to be confused with flower, but this flow-er on vocals and bass, Huggy Hugster.
You know what they're about.
Huggy Hugster on vocals and electric guitar, and Boom Clack, a.k.a. Asha Santi, on percussion.
Killer drummer. Killer drums on that track.
Oh my God, she's amazing. Yeah, the Coolots are fantastic. They've been around for quite a while, and it's been a real slow burn of putting out material, and so this is really awesome that they finally put this out.
My one anecdote that I have regarding the Coolots is that I played a show with them on one occasion.
Really?
This must have been in 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at Acre 121, which I believe is gone now.
Yep.
And it was kind of a rando thrown together showcase. It was kind of a battle of the bands type situation where you cheer for the band you like the most, and the Coolots, they won on the applause-o-meter.
Mm.
And I believe got some gift certificates to Acre 121.
Hope they use those.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, they had several years.
But the Coolots, they describe themselves as intersectionality personified.
I did have to Google intersectionality.
Yeah, it's a real heady term. I'm not sure I could really sum it up.
It seems to be, you know, feminism and race stuff kind of being like, hey, let's all be one together, and the sum of the individual parts being more mm-hmm. than the individual parts, that yep. kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that we are all about that on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
I do think that we consistently nail that, mm-hmm. and we're going to show you especially how that is the case with the next song by Elena y Los Fulanos.
Sola y tranquila, ay, que en el engaño. quiero por ti morir de amor. Mejor estar sola y tranquila. Ay, que en el engaño de tu sudor. Prefiero por ti morir bailando. Prefiero por ti morir de amor. Mejor dejar atrás tus mentiras. Ay, qué mal tratar este corazón. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Tú me dejaste muy bien plantada. No volveré a entregarme toda. Que mi felicidad es mía. Ay, que nadie más me la quitará. La música es mi compañía. Amor que nunca marchitará. Como el espíritu de mi gente en este trópico continente, en mi país hecho de caldo. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Prefiero morir, morir bailando. Prefiero por ti morir de amor. Mejor estar sola y tranquila. Ay, que en el engaño de tu sudor. Prefiero por ti morir bailando. Prefiero por ti morir de amor. Mejor dejar atrás tus mentiras. Que maltratar este corazón. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom. Barón, pom, pom, barón, pom, pom.
That song was called Morir Bailando,
which translates to die dancing.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. That was by Elena y Los Fulanos. It is from their sophomore album, Volcan. So you should be doing all this because you can actually do the accent probably better than me.
I'm sticking it with you just to
sure.
Put you in your place, man.
That sounds fine. The album is called Volcan. It is a $10 download on Bandcamp. Elena y Los Fulanos is Elena Lacayo along with Danny Cervantes on violin, ukulele, and other small stringed instruments. And Andrew Northcutt on percussion.
Really love the violin sound on that song. And actually, Paul and I were talking about this before and how, Paul, you played it and thought, like, yeah, I remember that from when I saw it live.
That
and
hook that was in the beginning?
Yep, that was exactly what I thought, too. And nice. It's a catchy little sound. They do some bilingual folk rock, which is definitely a rarity here in the DC music scene.
Elena comes from both American and Nicaraguan roots. 6 years ago, she quit her job as an immigration advocate at the National Council of La Raza, now known as Unidos US. And now she makes music full time. Her music, sung in both English and Spanish, often concerns the troubles and challenges of immigrant communities.
It's a really interesting record because there's the Spanish folk rock that, you know, that we kind of just heard on Morir Bailando. There's also her singing in very plain English.
Yep.
There's a very funny cover of Radiohead's Creep that I actually like kind of volleyed for us to play and to do kind of like a beachy intro. But all right, inside the podcaster studio right here. Elena, she and I happened to be at a cookout once this past spring. Uh-huh. And I started talking to her about maracas. And I thought, if there's someone I can talk about maracas with, it's going to be Elena Lacayo. And it turns out I have really cheesy maracas. And she was like, oh, my God, you have like the touristy maracas, the ones with the red and the green. So I need to up my maracas game.
I think I remember a long time ago being at a show of yours back in the good old Vine days. And I think I made a Vine of you. And when you do a Vine, you know, you don't really know, like you hit record, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 seconds. But in the next 6 seconds, I think you put down
lots of guitar. Lots of people did know.
That's true. And picked up the maracas and started going crazy with them. And it was the most adorable Vine. And I'm really kind of sad I don't have it anymore.
Those were the maracas.
That's right. That's right.
So screw you, Elena. I don't mean that at all. She's lovely.
She's totally lovely. If there is someone in your life that would love to get some band merch as a holiday gift, you could check out Elena's offerings both online and at the Potter's House in Adams Morgan, which is a cool book and coffee shop. And I have run into Elena there when I saw that she has merch there. I was like, oh, I've been there and I have seen Elena hanging out there.
I have also been there and run into her there. They have some tables in which they prohibit the use of screens, which that's a little Luddite for me.
I can understand why you might ban like a laptop, right? But like, what about an iPad? I read stuff on my iPad all the time. And then, okay, if you're going to ban the iPad, what about the Kindle? I have my Kindle and I get all my ebooks on my Kindle
now.
Yeah,
I really feel like it should apply to only LED screens if they're going to go there. I'm totally fine with an e-reader that is not blaring a siren of light.
Yep, and like interrupting everybody. So yeah, but it's definitely a cool spot. You should check it out.
It is a very cool spot. Yeah. I do like that place.
Tony, we got more music on the podcast next.
Yes.
You want to tell us who it is?
Yes, this is a band called Husbands. Chill and suggestive of warmer climates. That was Husbands with Lost Jam. And I just like to think that it's about misplaced preserves.
Sure.
Yeah. Husbands is Will Norton and Danny Davis. Danny lives in Oklahoma City. Will lives in DC. They record pop songs and share them via the internet. It sounds like Danny has a live thing going on with Husbands out in Oklahoma City because in August they open for Smash Mouth. Yeah, because
that's awesome.
Yes, because we have agreed on the internet that Smash Mouth is an instant punchline.
I can't get enough of you, baby. Yes, it's true.
That's karaoke ready, man.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Anyway. I like that Husbands published the lyrics to that song, which is, by the way, a Name Your Own Price download on their Bandcamp as a single track. They published the lyrics on the Bandcamp page. And one of the lyrics is, Enya, sing a song for me. I really like that.
Speaking of Enya and other artists that like Smash Mouth that you might rib gently because they're just funny, Paul, what's your favorite song to hear in a grocery store?
It's got to be some like 80s power ballad.
You're not far off from what I was thinking.
All right.
Mine is Who Can It Be Now?
Yeah.
By Men at Work.
Yeah, with the saxophone.
Actually, and this has made me think about another subgenre that I've kind of carved out of thin air, and that is jewelry store pop. These include songs that include the heavy use of pianos. And we're talking about that Five for Fighting song, like 100 Years.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, also jewelry store pop. Really, I'm talking about songs that, you know, are for those Lexus Great Holiday Event commercials. Call Me Maybe fits the Lexus, but not the jewelry store, because, you know, you need a slower tempo and much more piano because, I mean, this is the music of love. This is a major decision in your life when you ask someone to marry them.
Right.
And you need something like R.E.M.'s Night Swimming to be the soundtrack to guide your purchase.
You could have a little side job as a music director for jewelry stores.
It's funny you bring this up because when I was a kid, this was my dream job. Not of jewelry stores necessarily, but yeah. Being the person who got to program the playlists for supermarket music. And I thought, like, that's got to be a job someone has. It'd be so cool if I had that job. I want to bring everyone Men at Work. And so also, I was thinking about Husbands, the band name, and it made me think about dad rock and how that there is not mom rock.
No.
And I was kind of wondering why this is. And right, this is me like pretending to be an academic right
Alrighty.
Now. I think that it's probably something to do with sexism. And this is all very, very implicit, like what I'm thinking about is in people's thinking that moms don't have mom rock because they're too busy doing stuff.
Right.
Dads, on the other hand, we have these associations of them as being a little more absent and removed. Mm-hmm. So they get to go to the Wilco show. So that's kind of my hot take on why we might have dad rock, but not mom rock. Like, no, we make fun of dad rock. We make fun of dads and dad rock.
Right. Dad jokes.
Yes. And dad jokes. You know, so I think that this goofiness is ultimately tied to, you know, an unfair distribution of responsibility in the household.
You know what there is?
What's that?
There's mom jeans.
That's true. There are mom jeans. What I thought you were going to say was another song, which there is.
Yes. It's Smart Went Crazy.
It's always pretty after an apocalypse. So we stroll past the flowers planted by the Bloods and Crips. And they chose white lilies because they're such wacky kids. It was a good day. A good day. Almost all the hypocrites and demagogues were gone. Like the sacramental moment in a last poet's song. They unrest and came back just a bitch slap Farrakhan. It was a good day. Damn right, it was a good day. On the corner, turning tricks, clutching the failed box set of his heartfelt blues licks. He said, I think I like the ghetto better when it was sick. It was a good day. Damn right, I gotta say it was a good day. To the ground.
fall a little earlier, I showed you a funny image that it cropped up on Reddit of some knockoff Pringles called Prongles.
Yep.
And there's some kind of a hippo instead of a Pringles egg with a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan for Prongles is, once you pop, that's great. Tell us about that really cool retro track.
Yeah, that was a bit of a history lesson for everybody. That song was called A Good Day by Smart Went Crazy. This is a song from Con Art, the second and final album by Smart Went Crazy, which is a band on the Discord Records label. The album came out in 1997, and Pitchfork selected it as one of the top 100 albums of the 90s.
That means something.
Yeah, that was huge. All right, now I'm going to tell you about this band. I'm going to rip this off of the Discord Records bio section. Smart Went Crazy sprang out of a low-key musical partnership between Chad Clark, Abram Goodrich, and Hilary Soldati that was active only during breaks between school semesters. After graduation, the collective expanded to a full band, including Jeff Boswell and Tony Dennison. In 1994, they released the Cubbyhole EP through their own label, Cozy Disc. Smart Went Crazy's first full-length album, Now We're Even, was recorded for Discord Records in the summer of 95. Following the album's release and three U.S. tours, Smart Went Crazy lost drummer Tony Dennison, who was replaced by Devin Ocampo.
Heyo.
Yeah, you probably recognize that name. The new lineup raised the bar musically, but could not save the band from internal disintegration. Smart Went Crazy returned with an ambitious new record, Con Art, which was released in 97 and serves as both an impressive musical document and as a portrait of a band falling apart. The band broke up shortly after the album's release in 1998.
What I thought was really interesting about that track is it made me think of the last time we did one of these throwback tracks, and the last time being a band in which I ran into a member of the Discord band, Trusty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a dryness to this recording that I think is found on a lot of these 90s Discord records, and it's just kind of interesting to run into that again.
Yeah, it's a common element. And the reason that we are playing this is because on December 15th, just barely in time for Christmas, Smart Went Crazy and the Ernest Jennings Records label is reissuing a brand new remaster of Con Art that was made by Chad Clark on double clear vinyl, limited to only 500 copies.
I like clear vinyl. That's all. I don't know what double clear means.
It means there's two of them.
Okay.
It means there's two records and they're both clear.
Okay.
So you can show them off and it'll look beautiful. If you are a fan of Chad's current band, Beauty Pill, or you want to dig into the history of DC punk hardcore and post-hardcore sound via Discord Records, you should pick this up. And if you don't have a record player or have enough physical things in your life, then you can buy the songs digitally through Bandcamp also. I saw a quote that said, from a certain viewpoint, Beauty Pill is New Order to Smart Went Crazy's Joy Division.
How astute.
Yeah, exactly. Also included in the release are notes on the songs by Chad Clark. He wrote the notes during the remastering session as memories of the songs, and the band came back to him. Also, Chad, I got to say, I don't really know Chad personally very well, but he seems like a really awesome dude, and he posts some amazing stuff on social media, especially Facebook.
Yes. So I don't currently engage a lot with social media right now, but his stuff is always a high point that really kind of cuts through the noise. And I mean, if you friend Chad Clark, he'll probably... he'll probably let you in on the club.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all really worth reading. He posted earlier today, there is a young band in DC now called Con Art. I don't know if it's a reference. I've never even met them. This doesn't happen to me much anymore, but for a while, people would email me about young bands that had named themselves after Con Art songs or lyrics. A band in San Diego called Song of the Dodo and a New Jersey band called Black Kites, that kind of thing. There tended to be very short-lived punk bands, but there were a lot of them for a while.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
To be like a living touchstone.
Yeah. So definitely check that release out. Get yourself some history. Get yourself some vinyl. Get somebody else some vinyl for Christmas. Isn't that a good idea? Pre-order that now because, man, that's not going to last. They only made 500 copies. You got to get that.
Right on, Paul.
And now we're going to hear another song.
Yeah, this is Stronger Sex.
trying to pressure me into a relationship. You're messing up my tune, trying to hassle me into
hearing that journey of a song, all I want to do is play Sonic.
Yeah.
Grab some rings. Jump on some cyborg animals.
That song was called Hassle by Stronger Sex. That is the duo of Leia Gage and Johnny Fantastic, who are finally home after a 33-date tour that took them all the way across the country.
No dates, you know, when you can see them around here, but like, hey, they really deserve a break.
They totally do.
Been driving all over.
And, you know, a few weeks ago, I think I was at work and I was, you know, having a little break for a minute, checking Facebook and scrolled past and Stronger Sex was doing
Day Trotter
session live. And I was like, oh, how about that? I'm going to watch that for a little bit. It was great. It's pretty awesome that they stream those live and you could just come upon them and be like, oh, I know those people.
There's also a really cool 80s style animated video for this song by Ian McDermott. It's as much a journey visually as the song is musically.
That is the first single from their new album, which is called There Is No Stronger Sex. It is coming out soon on Blight Records, and it was produced by our bud Ben Schur. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it. Get yourself a podcast app on your phone.
And write a review. I dare you.
But you should follow us on social media. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. You can watch a bunch of music videos there. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Drop us a line. Show us your new project, and we will listen to it. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play. Live.
Right. Like, for example, at the last Millennium Stage show that we did just a few days ago as we record this, we had the Sarah Curtin Five playing some Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving songs, which was really beautiful. And we had a great time. And we have more of those coming up to finish 2017 and onward into 2018. The next one that we have coming up is going to be on December 27th.
And who we got, Paul?
We got Run Come See.
Yeah.
They were going to play earlier, and then they had to bow out from injury, and now they are feeling better, and we are going to put them on the stage.
Dig it, dig it.
It's going to be great. We also want to mention the show coming up that's going to happen in December. It's going to be on Sunday, December 10th. It's going to be the NRIs and Uptown Boys Choir, featuring your boy, Tony Pareko.
Hey, hey.
And that's going to be the Hometown Sounds birthday show. And everybody should come out and buy us all drinks, and we'll have a good old time.
Totally.
It's going to be fun. Check out Songbird in Adams Morgan on Sunday, December 10th. And we have one last song for you on this episode of the podcast.
Yes, it's from Flash Frequency. The song is called It's Sad to Know I'm Not Done. So after 3 years, Flash Frequency is back with his first single for an upcoming record called Cascade Dreams 2. It's Sad to Know I'm Not Done is an ambitious track in that it showcases his skills of learning how to play stringed instruments, which is different than him doing sort of electronic stuff. So he like played music with his hands like in real time. Cascade Dreams 2 is set to be released in mid-January in three parts. These are ambient recordings from live performances, studio-composed instrumentals, and songs with artists and producers from Washington, D.C. Be on the lookout for it. It's going to be real good.
That guy's, he's hella talented. He's made music videos. He has made live projections for even some shows that we've put on at the Kennedy Center.
It's true. I the next time I see him, I just want to walk up to him and be like, dog, you're just projecting.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. Very awesome, dude. Keep on making great music. And that is the end of this episode. Enjoy the song. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul. I gotta head over to the Black Cat and join my bandmate Kevin D'Souza to play in an installment of The Nine. So I gotta go home, get my stuff, and then go rock out.
You should do that, man. We will see you next time. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Inflate This, the podcast all about the exciting world of inflatables. We're talking about balloons, we're talking about bounce castles, we're talking about pool toys.